We're going to talk about something that is going to be of importance to a lot of us in this country, the auto-enrollment pension scheme. Minister Heather Humphrey, Social Protection Minister, very much driving this. On the face of it, I think it seems like a good thing. Tommy, there are a lot of people who don't have pensions in this country. So from that point of view, it'd be very good. But what do you want to talk about in relation to it?
Yeah, I suppose just the scheme overall, the ins and outs of it, how it's going to work, who will be exempt, what are top, you know, all that kind of thing. The auto-enrollment pensions bill was passed on the 27th of March, and the reason being is that if you take the private sector worker, there's only about a third of those that actually have an occupational pension scheme or a private pension. So there's a huge need there to get those people into the pensions area and start saving for their retirement. And by enacting this, you will be bringing in about 800,000 workers into the pensions net, which won't have a massive effect in the short term, but definitely in the long term. And pensions are a long term product or a long term kind of a viewpoint of things. Definitely in the long term, it'll help.
Okay. Now, as we know, there will be an opt-in, opt-out element to it. No two people's story is the same, I suppose. But in a general sense, would you be encouraging people, even to stay in it, to not opt out if they can help it, if it's possible to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, it's for everyone earning 20,000 or more in the year across all employment. So, for instance, Alan, you know, you might be employed here for €15,000 a year and employed by Kerry Corbyn for €15,000 a year. So your total,
you'd pay me a bit more than that, wouldn't you?
But yeah, well, absolutely.
Not worth more.
I couldn't get you. No, but your overall income is €30,000 over two employments. So you would then be automatically enrolled into the auto-enrollment process. So that's the first thing. It's for those between 23 and age 60. So it's an opt-out rather than an opt-in. So basically you're automatically enrolled and you have to opt out, and you must remain in the scheme for the first 6 months, and after that then you have the option to opt out.
Okay.
It makes no sense to me to opt out, you know, particularly the way it's set up, in that, you know, for the first 3 years you're only going to be paying 1.5% of your own income. Your employer is going to be paying in 1.5% of your income as well, so it's free money basically, and the government is going to top it up as well.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's so in terms of how much it costs, it's an amount coming from you that if generally you probably won't miss too much or can get by without. But then, as you say, free money you're getting from your employer as well. The government putting a bit in too.
Yeah, absolutely. 1.5% of any gross income isn't a whole pile. And I know people are stretched at times, but I mean, it's probably a cup of coffee, maybe a cup of tea or whatever at the end of the week. So it's little enough. And I think the way they've done it is probably quite correctly, in that they've started off small and they will gradually increase that for both the employer and the employee over the next 10 years.
Okay. A provider and risk levels attached to it?
Yeah, so they haven't disclosed yet who the providers of the funds will be. I'm sure, listen, there's the normal fund managers will be in, and they're all in trying to get a piece of the action, I suppose. So basically what you'll have different risk levels. You'll have low, medium and high risk. Again, I hate the word risk when it comes to these kind of things. What you really need to be looking at is volatility. So the greater the level of volatility you can take, the greater return you will make over the medium to long term. Now, if you're kind of getting close to retirement, you probably want to go medium to low risk. If you do not, or if you're not comfortable in deciding what kind of risk level you want to take, you will be automatically then put onto what's called a lifestyle strategy. And what that means basically is that the longer you are from retirement, the more volatility you can take. And as you get closer to retirement, then they switch you from high to medium to low risk. So that basically for the last 5 years prior to retirement, you're going to be in a low risk fund.
Okay, at the risk of asking a silly question, it'll be 1.5% coming out of what you're earning, your salary. Is there an option to put in more if you want to put in more?
So that is up in the air, but I would think what they will do is it'll be something similar to the ordinary occupational schemes that are out there at the moment, where you'll be able to do AVCs or set up a PRSA on your own behalf. So yeah, I would think, I can't see any issue. I can't see them stopping people from contributing to a separate fund which is called an AVC, an additional voluntary contribution. So yeah, that won't be an issue.
Okay, what about for those who are self-employed?
So self-employed will not be automatically enrolled at this stage. Most self-employed people will have to take out their own PRSA, personal retirement savings account, or personal pension. So they're not included in this at the moment. This is mainly directed at those in employment that don't have an occupational pension scheme currently.
Maybe we've kind of touched on this already. For those who are risk averse, do you feel that even if there is an element of risk attached to this, it's low in the grand scheme of things and that it's worth persevering with?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no real risk. And I know you'll get people saying that have lost money through pensions in the past, but really, if you go into a well-diversified fund where you have a number of different assets, but where the risk is really attached to is your equities, your shares. And again, if it's well-diversified, so if you're following, for instance, the MSCI World Index, which is basically the world index of all publicly listed companies, you know, over a 20, 30 year period, there's no risk involved. Even the S&P 500, I looked at a statistic there yesterday, over a 20 year period, you're something like less than 0.5% chance of the S&P being below where it started 20 years ago. So there's no real risk involved. So again, yes, we have to use the word risk, but for me, it's volatility is really what is the word you should be using. The greater the level of volatility you can take and that you're comfortable with, the more money you will make, as long as you have time on your side. Again, as you get closer to retirement, you really need to be looking at these things.
Okay, Tommy, we're talking about it from the employee's perspective. What about the employers? Are there any advantages from the auto-enrollment pension scheme for them? If so, what are they?
I suppose, okay, it's an extra cost for employers, and a lot of employers, particularly in certain industries, are really feeling the pinch now with VAT increases, with the minimum wage increases, and this is just another one of those probably heaped onto employers, so they're probably not going to be that happy. I think long term, it'll probably work out well if we're all around to see it, in that I suppose in 10, 15, 20 years' time, you will now have people coming out into retirement with far greater range of income, which means the greater the income, the more money that's kind of redirected back into the economy and that kind of thing. So I think long term, it'll be good. Also, from an employer's point of view, you know, if you're offering a pension or an occupational pension scheme to employees, it does have the incentive of actually holding on to maybe, you know, employees, particularly employees that are hard to really get at the moment, you know, with the labour market the way it is. So from that point of view, absolutely, it is a nice incentive to have for employees there to have an occupational pension scheme or the auto enrollment scheme. But yeah, it is going to be an extra cost, but I think long term it'll be beneficial for everyone.
What about for those listening who like the sound of this, but they have a pension from a previous job? What if anything happens to that? Does it run along in parallel with the auto enrollment pension?
Yeah, so again, it's the same currently. So for instance, if you worked for factory or an employer previously where you had an occupational pension scheme and you're no longer obviously paying into that basically stays where it is. You have a number of options as to what to do with that, and then your auto enrollment scheme then will basically take off now in the next year or so. So it'll have no effect. One will have no effect on the other. What I would say is if you do have a pension from a previous employer, you know, get advice in relation to what your options are.
Okay, there'll be a lot, many people I'm sure listening going, oh, I like the sound of this, I can't wait to be enrolled in this pension. But hang on a sec, is this in place of the state pension?
No. Again, Heather Humphreys has come out and said, no, it won't be. Now, that remains to be seen, really, I suppose, in relation to what way the state's finances will be in 20, 30 years' time. You know, we have
they're putting loads of money away for a rainy day.
Yeah, so we're told anyway. No, but I suppose the reality of it is that the population is going to get older. Mm. I think we're in a little bit of an enviable position here in Ireland that we have a very young population. We have a lot of immigration coming in, which is boosting our younger population to a certain extent. But I suppose by 2050, it is going to be a lot older, which means that you'll have far less people working to support those in retirement. So basically, will we see the same rates of social welfare pension / old age pension? I'm not really sure. So this will be running in tandem with the old age pension. Whether the old age pension will be as good as it is today in 20, 30 years' time, I'm not really sure.
Okay, just a couple of last questions on this. Can a person decide the fund manager for it?
Yeah, I would think, and again, it hasn't been decided yet. I would think that there will be a number of options there in relation to what fund manager you want to go with. So yes, you should have a number of choices that way.
Will there be a green investment option?
Again, most fund managers do have a green investment option. What I mean by that is ESG funds, you know, environment, social and governance issued. So basically funds are rated on an ESG basis. So most fund managers have ESG options. So I would expect the same will happen with this.
Okay, and can a person have a separate pension pot?
Again, yeah, we touched on that earlier. Mm. I would think so, yeah. There shouldn't be an issue doing an AVC. Or, for instance, if you have a separate, maybe self-employment, you can obviously take out a personal pension in relation to that self-employment as well. So there shouldn't be an issue there.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Thank you very much, Tommy. I will chat to you again soon.